This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The Watchman sees the tightening of the noose. The signals are clear, converging upon the day of Yahuwah as foretold by the prophets. We speak not of dates, but of conditions. Conditions of judgment upon Edom, conditions of awakening for scattered Israel, and conditions of escalating defiance against the Most High. Europe, once a cradle of civilization, now advances digital chains, a system of control that echoes the mark of the beast. The European Central Bank's digital euro isn't innovation, it's subjugation. For years, those who warned of this, of central bank digital currencies, were branded as fringe, as conspiracy theorists. Now, the beast system tightens its grip, preparing to monitor every transaction, to restrict access based on obedience, to enforce dominion over all who refuse to bow. This isn't merely about finance. It's a spiritual assault, a continuation of Edom's ancient hostility toward Israel, a relentless attempt to usurp Yahuwah's inheritance. Remember Obadiah, Edom's pride will be their downfall. And the waters roil. The so-called scientific community speaks of record-setting ocean heat, of insane weather chaos. Let us speak plainly. Yahuwah is stirring the waters. These aren't random fluctuations, but manifestations of his righteous judgment upon a world steeped in transgression. The Creator declared that disobedience would bring forth curses, and we witness them unfolding. Fires consume forests, storms batter nations. These are not simply meteorological events. They are echoes of Yahuwah's wrath, a shaking of the foundations of a corrupt system. Even the modern state of Israel, built upon stolen land and sustained by the power of Edom, is not exempt. Its arrogance and defiance mark it as a prime target for his chastisement. While the nations scramble for solutions within their failing systems, scattered Israel must look upward, repent, and seek refuge in the covenant. Yahuwah does not afflict the righteous with the wicked. He is separating wheat from chaff, preparing a path for restoration. From the halls of power in Washington, Edom's Congress attempts to bind the hand of Yahuwah in Lebanon. H.R. 108, presented as a measure of protection, is in truth a calculated maneuver to further entrench Edom's control over ancient lands. The Zionist state, emboldened by its power, repeatedly incursions into southern Lebanon, asserting dominance in a conflict rooted in the ancient animosity between the seed of Esau and the seed of Jacob. And what of the so-called socialist candidates gaining traction? They offer no true solution, for they operate within the same corrupt system, serving the same masters. The true battle is not one of political ideologies, but a spiritual war. Israel, scattered and exiled, must recognize these events as signs, confirmations of the judgments foretold in Deuteronomy 28. The arrogance of Edom will not go unanswered. Helsinki has forsaken covenant, embraced nuclear fire. Finland's lifting of prohibitions on nuclear materials isn't a pragmatic security measure, but a spiritual declaration. It is a testament to the dominion of Edom over the nations, a hardening of the heart against the warnings of the prophets. Isaiah spoke plainly, swords beaten into plowshares. Yet the nations, blinded by pride, continue to pursue destruction. This is the mark of a people divorced from their Creator, who have rejected the covenant and embraced the lies of the serpent. This isn't an isolated incident, but a symptom of a larger trend. The modern state of Israel, emboldened by its own arrogance and supported by global powers, continues to provoke and oppress. Scattered Israel must recognize the danger and prepare. And now, Israel advances territorial claims, eyes Syrian lands as part of a Greater Israel project. Reports confirm Israeli settler groups, backed by the regime, are actively pushing for expansion into southern Syria, claiming historical and strategic interests. This isn't spontaneous. It's a continuation of decades-long expansionist policies rooted in the ideology of territorial dominion. The term Greater Israel reveals the core ambition: to redraw the borders of the region according to a distorted interpretation of prophecy, seizing land Yahuwah designated for his covenant people. This is a direct defiance of covenant boundaries and an attempt to usurp Yahuwah's inheritance. The actions in Syria mirror the ongoing encroachment upon Palestinian lands, the illegal settlements, a pattern of aggression demonstrating the insatiable appetite of the Zionist state. The watchman sees the pattern, the relentless pursuit of dominion, the disregard for the rights of nations. This is not peacemaking. This is provocation. This is Edom's hand at work, preparing the stage for the great and terrible day of Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.